For this exercise, you'll be walking outside. As you walk, this audio exercise will guide you through different ways of being aware of your surroundings, of the space you're in. As you walk, notice the way you're breathing. Do you feel your breath in any particular place in your body? Now that you attend to your breath, did something change in the way that you're aware of your body or your surroundings? Notice your posture, the way you're holding yourself. Can you feel the way you distribute your weight as you walk? Try to observe any bodily tensions, temperatures, rhythms such as your heartbeat, tensions, aches, tingles, pinches, and so on. Also notice the way the clothes you're wearing feel. Try to just observe. Don't create stories in your head. For now, observe how your attention shifts, guiding it through the different sensations in your body, letting them linger now and then, and observing how your attention may be drawn to things you observe in your surroundings. Don't stick to any of these things. If you tend to do so, you can try to ease your attention back to your body, to your breath, for instance. Now slowly guide your awareness to your surroundings while keeping the same attentiveness to your body. Do this slowly. Notice whenever you lose awareness of your body and shift your focus all the way to your surroundings, and try to find this balance between both attending to your surroundings as well as your body. This dual attentiveness. This is not an easy thing to do. Acknowledge that and keep on practicing this throughout this exercise. Now, while you walk and while you try to stay aware of your body, notice your environment. Start by noticing solid masses and their texture. So masses like walls, the ground, traffic lights, benches, bus booths. Notice the textures of the things that you pass by, that you observe. For instance, the smooth texture of the glass walls of a bus booth. Or the rough texture of the bark of a tree or a brick wall. How do different textures influence the way you relate to particular masses? Maybe you're drawn to some of these textures or appalled by them. Maybe they make you feel a certain way. What kind of textures draw your attention? And how do they make you feel your body? Now shift from noticing masses and texture to observing lights and color. The sources of lights, like the sun or colorful lights coming from a shop display, the shadows you or other bodies make in relation to these sources, the way it reflects on specific textures. And the way color plays a particular role in space. The way it guides your attention and influences the way you feel. Or the way in which you feel, may draw your attention to specific colors. So maybe you're in a certain mood which draws your attention to a specific color. And now shift your awareness to sound. Sound created by the environment around you. The sound of traffic, a barking dog, people talking, your shoes on the ground, a slamming door, etc. Notice what these sounds do. How do they trigger your senses? Do they draw your attention towards the source of these sounds, or do you tend to go away from them? Or something in between? Do they produce memories or thoughts or certain kinds of attitudes? How do they make you experience space? Now shift your awareness to mundane objects, so everyday life objects that maybe sometimes we take for granted. Maybe there's a bench with a waste bin next to it, or a tree with a little bush next to it. A bicycle with a plastic bag wrapped around the saddle. What kinds of thoughts, memories, feelings do these objects evoke? As you pass buildings and houses, you may wonder who lives there. What do you see, think, and feel when you look through the window of these houses? Look at the specificities. Are there curtains? Are they open or closed? Maybe someone decorated their windowsill in a specific kind of way. Nose about and be curious about where you are. Be curious about every little detail. try to be as precise as possible and take the time to explore things which you tend to take for granted usually. As you explore, try to reflect on how certain things draw your attention. How do they trigger your senses? What associations, memories, feelings do you have? How does your body feel? Keep on exploring these mundane things for a while, and meanwhile, try to uphold this dual attentiveness again. Attend both to your environment, while also trying to keep track of how your body feels and changes. Feel your breath, notice your posture, and any movements you make. Now notice all the shapes around you. So notice the shapes of objects and bodies in the street. Some of them are round, others are angular, or a mixture of the two. Some shapes are stationary, and some are moving through space. Become aware that your body also creates a specific kind of shape in space. Notice how your body can form a shape in space, but also together with objects in space and/or with other bodies in space. Now stop walking and find a place to sit or stand and to make documentations about your walk. There will be a 2-minute break, 2 minutes of silence now, in which you can document. So use the time to make your notations and I will come back to you in 2 minutes. So you can just keep this audio file running. Now continue walking. Keep on noticing different shapes, mundane objects, sounds, lights and colors, solid masses and their textures. As you pay attention to these different aspects in space, notice also other bodies passing the street. These bodies may be human or non-human. Become aware that you do not only relate to the street, but you also engage in spatial relationships with other people and objects and animals. Notice the distance between you, between your body and other bodies, human or non-human. Notice the relation between your body and different groups of bodies. And notice the spatial relation between your body and objects. How do different spatial relationships to objects and bodies inform your movements? So how do different relationships inform your movements or the way you feel? When does the distance between bodies and objects tell a particular story? When do you attach meaning to a certain spatial relationship? How do spatial relationships inform you about culture or normativities? What kind of different groupings are there and what do they do? Which groupings suggest an event or emotion or express a certain dynamic? How do different spatial relationships make you feel your body? So try to attend to different spatial relationships for a while, and while you do so, become aware of what they do to you, your body, and space. Now find a way where you can document again. and document about your walk so far until I come back to you. Now continue your walk. You are still passing masses and textures, lights and colors, sounds and mundane objects and shapes. And you're still making spatial relationships with bodies and objects. And now you bring your awareness to the floor patterns you make on the ground by walking through space. So the pattern you make on the ground through walking. To make this more vivid, you may imagine that the bottoms of your feet are painted in a particular color of your liking. As you move through space, the picture that evolves on the floor is the floor pattern that emerges over time. How does the physical environment and spatial relationships change or influence your floor pattern? Now explore the way you move in terms of what we will call direct and indirect movements. So certain places may invite or require moving directly in space, while other situations may involve indirect movements. Objects or people may make you change direction several times, for instance. Crossing the street with a lot of traffic might involve moving as quick and direct as possible. Well, sometimes you may have to navigate carefully in order to keep an appropriate distance from people and your surroundings. And become aware of how direct and indirect movements also communicate with your surroundings. and maybe the things around you that draw your attention may make you move more directly or indirectly in space, such as stalls on a market or shop windows or a traffic light, or a person you know and whose attention you want to draw, or maybe a person that you want to get away from as fast as possible. So explore when and how you make direct movements and indirect movements. Now explore the way you move in terms of gathering or scattering your body in space. So this has to do with making your body or your presence big or small. So for instance, if you want to be seen by someone, you may scatter your body in space, taking in as much space as you can. And if you want to make yourself invisible, you gather your body in space, making it small. What situations and places do you encounter on your walk that make you scatter or gather your body in space? And again, find a place nearby where you can document and make documentations about your walk. And keep on doing this until you hear my next instructions. Now continue walking again. Notice your breath. As you breathe in, you, as it were, incorporate parts of your surroundings. Sometimes this is fresh and crisp air. And sometimes the space that you incorporate is warm and dense, with pollen from the flowering trees or fumes created by traffic. As you breathe in, you incorporate parts of your environment. In a way, you become one with the space where your body ends and where the surrounding space begins becomes far less defined. You are losing your outlines, or at least they become permeable, less static and more fluid. As you walk and breathe, notice how where your body begins and where it ends may vary and may not always be determined by your skin. As part of your documentations, try to draw or note down what you imagine and feel when your boundaries get blurred. Make this a quick documentation session, just a minute or so, until I come back to you with more instructions. Now make your way back home. So turn around and pass this along the same street with its particular objects, bodies, spatial relationships and shapes. Recall the specificities of the different spaces you just experienced and the specificities of these experiences. And take some more time to attend to all the different things you became aware of just now. Again, notice what draws your attention most and linger in and explore interesting places and sensations. So let everything pass your awareness again, the way in which you experience the boundaries of your body, the way spaces change and how this changes the way you use, feel and do your body. Imagine the way you're present in space, and whether you spread out or scatter your body in space, or whether you gather your body in space, making your body small. Imagine the way you move, making direct movements and indirect movements. Notice the floor patterns you make. And be aware of all the spatial relationships you produce with other bodies, objects, or groups of bodies. And notice how the specificities of the space, the shapes, objects, sounds, colors, lights, and masses and textures situate your body in a specific kind of way. Keep on exploring these different sensitivities until you're back home. At home, you can make some more documentations or sharpen or reflect on the ones you already made. So I will leave you now with my instructions. But keep on exploring these different ways of being aware of your body in space and shifting from one to the other, or exploring how one fosters the other until you're back home. And enjoy doing that.